Greetings is co-hosted and co-produced by Bobby O'Rourke and Dan Conroy. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at GreetingsPod or on Twitter at GreetingsCast for weekly updates, photos, and to see what card we're talking about that week. Welcome to Greetings, the Greeting Card Podcast. I'm one of your secret hosts, Dan Conroy.
I'm one of your other secret hosts. I'm Bobby O'Rourke.
Hey, Bobby, I think we can be a little bit louder now. I don't think the demons from A Quiet Place are in like you and I thought last time.
Okay. I'm just saying the last time you said that, you were all so sure.
It didn't go well. It didn't. We're currently in the cabin, but I predicted unsuccessfully that they were going to come in today's solar eclipse, and I haven't seen any today. So how about I get my usual level of loud, and then I'll let you know if it's safe.
Okay, we had three hosts last time, that's what I'm saying, and now we're at two. So okay. We really can't afford to lose another host.
You know what, I think about Div Brindle quite a lot. He was such a cool guy.
I really don't regret taking all his stuff. I think it was the right thing to do.
You look really good in all his tracksuits.
Thanks, I'm wearing them all at once.
You are. You're like that scene in Friends, and you're always doing that lunge where you're just like, because you're just proud of looking great in Brindle's clothing.
I've literally based my whole life off of that scene.
That and the chicken on the head or whatever that was. Okay, I'm going to get loud. Boy, do I really like soup on nuts. Okay, I think we're safe.
Oh, wow. That was good. All right. Wow, that was close.
Sorry, guys. As we're recording this now, and boy, I'm peaking as all hell on my mic for some reason. I'm going to go ahead and try to lay that down a lot. There we go. Lay down the law a little bit. That's just my usual way of talking. If you're listening to us now on Greetings, the Greeting Card Podcast, the only podcast, as we know of, based on a Google search on Greeting Card Podcast, Wikipedia search on Google Podcast, we are recording this now right after the Great North American Solar Eclipse of 2024, April 8th. And so Bobby and I were nervous that the monsters from the Quiet Place, now franchise, were back out to kill us. And they haven't been, so I think we're safe. I know I said that with a question mark. I know they're on, I think, film 3 or 4. I said it with a question mark because it seems to me like that movie was good for the first time and that's all they needed.
Yeah, I actually really liked the first one a lot, although even seeing that, I can't remember if this was me or might have been former guest of the podcast, Andy Bagacco, said it is one of the few horror movies where rock and roll would solve everything, because if they're so sensitive to sound, you're just like, I'm going to wail on this guitar. And I thought that would be an interesting alternate ending for the series.
Oh, I agree. And it's funny because, like, I think Kiss is kind of one of those first choices, but I don't want it to be Kiss. I kind of want it to be Toto. What would be, like, the best rock band to save the day? For
right
me,
now?
It's, like, between, let's say, like, the general genre of rock, because I don't know who's popular. I haven't followed rock and roll in quite a bit, like, the rock genre. Mm. But I would say that, like, for all of rock's history, for me, it would be something, I don't know, real, like, not butt rock necessarily, but kind of slightly glammy from the 80s. Like, you know what? It would be kind of like Def Leppard. I think that's what I'm thinking.
Mm. Yeah, I could see that. Or Vampire Weekend. I think either of those.
Vampire Weekend. So you want to go like, yeah, that'd be a good one. Maybe it should be like pop punk. Maybe it's not rock. Maybe it's like we get My Chemical Romance in there and they just sing like, ooh, sometimes I get the feeling teens watching over me.
Is Bowling for Soup still available?
they can with the right price.
Yeah.
I have a sinking feeling that's the answer.
Name your price, soups.
Name your price, bowlers. Oh, high school's never going to end with you if we get our way. Just the one thing that stops these monsters from ripping you asunder and saves humanity is Bruce Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was everybody. What is that? Because that can't be rock, but it's like all, it's like,
that's pop.
It's like,
I mean, I think that's,
I guess, yeah,
pop rock. Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
pop
if you
rock.
Wanted hard rock, I mean, like, I think some Journey wouldn't go amiss if we were going your route of something a little more classic at this point, or even just like REM. I think would be a good antidote for the monsters in that movie.
Is Yola Tango, they're just indie, right? Yola Tango? I always forget what you consider them.
I would
them.
Think so, but then again, I don't know who they are, so you know, I can't say for sure.
That's fine. Yola Tango, guys, Hoboken-based band, You Can Have It All, great song. Or Autumn Sweater, also a good one too. But Bobby, we can't spend too much time talking about what rock bands are going to save us from the Quiet Place monsters, because As you might know or not know, a big event's coming up in June 4th and 5th in beautiful Islington, England, which I've said very incorrectly, but it is the heart of London. And do you know what that is?
No, I do not know what the event is. In fact, I only know Islington from literally one line in the film of V for Vendetta. Other than that, I'm completely clueless.
Well, luckily, what's happening is not a remake of V for Vendetta, as much as you and I would want that, but instead is the Progressive Greetings Live 2024 convention taking place June 4th through 5th. As we've mentioned here on Greetings, the Greeting Card Podcast, Progressive Greetings is the media center magazine website in London / the UK that talks about greeting cards and the greeting card industry in the UK. Now, you might be asking yourself, why are we talking about the greeting card industry in the UK, not the United States? Well, because Dan subscribed to the mailing list in the UK when he thought it was for the United States, and these are the emails I get. So until one of you ding-dongs wants to be our unpaid intern and do the research for us, you get to decide what we do.
Yeah,
but in the meantime,
did you not hear what happened to Dave Brimble from the cabin before? You're not paying attention to the bits?
Yes. Why are you not writing the bits down? Dave Brindle's gone, and what do you guys have to say about it, except being all snarky about me remembering to get the right stuff? Well, I'm peaking very badly. Let me get those gains set up. Okay. Down a bit. Feeling good. Going to cut that bit off
about those gains.
Got to make those gains. But let me describe a little bit what's going on. Taking place on Tuesday, the 4th of June. Got to remember, this is British, so the way they describe dates, I have to get my American brain wrapped around. On Tuesday, 4th of June, and Wednesday, 5th of June, in Islington's beautiful, award-winning Business Design Center in the heart of London, PG Live 2024 will showcase thousands of incredible greeting card designs, exciting ranges, and exclusive show-only offers. Now, that could mean just about anything. I like to think it means that maybe there's going to be new technology in the field of greeting cards that we haven't seen before, like explosives and things to eat.
Corrosive acids.
Corrosive acids. Hallucinatory chemicals. Dog fur.
Fortune telling, but only the bad kind.
As the UK's only specialist greeting card show, PG Live will bring the whole global greeting card community together, publishers, retailers, overseas distributors, and trade suppliers, to share in what makes our industry so great, its products and its people. Now, that's interesting to think about, because that means that the American greeting card industry should make a presence there. And I'm not 100% sure if we've got our guys in there or they're going to be absent from it. Because as we've talked about before, there is a separate convention that happens in the United States. So I don't know if we're included or if this is like a lot of things where America's like, we've got our own gang. We're not going to join you.
I was going to say, who's our man on the floor? We've been snubbed once again. Why aren't we there?
Well, this goes back into like, I was almost like, what if I emailed them now and said like, is there a way we can be included? Also, will you pay for our airfare and lodging?
Oh, you miss 100% of the Wayne Gretzky's you don't take. So
yes, maybe, you know, not? What? This is a shot in the dark. And you know what? If you shoot amongst the moon, you'll land amongst the stars. This might exactly be it. One of the things that I loved about this, because it's obviously we can see what's going on here. It's a convention for greeting cards. It's happening in this cool convention center in London. Pretty standard stuff in the realm of mass emails to promote this thing, letting us know there's only a few tables left. What I wanted to get to really quickly is the testimonials at the bottom, one from a Sam Odie, O-D-Y, who's the lead buying manager of Everyday Cards for Tesco. Tesco being a major chain of grocery and convenience stores in the United Kingdom.
Love a Tesco. Great stuff.
Love a Tesco myself, yes. They say, PG Live was so very good, and we came away completely inspired. Now, I know there's going to be a little bit of a translation difference between British English and American English here, but the phrase so very good, it made me giggle a little bit.
So
it's
very
like,
good.
So very good, because it couldn't be great or it couldn't be like fantastic. It was just so very good. I mean, when you have some problems with the restaurant, but you're like, well, this part was so very good. Everyone we saw brought their A game to the show. There was lots of inspiration, newness, and clear points of difference between the stands. I liked the phrase newness because it's used again at the bottom.
Tell me that's not a first draft of a high school term paper. Newness and clear points of difference between blank.
It feels like you're just looking for a descriptor and wasn't able to get there. So yeah, we're just like, and it's used twice in this thing, which I thought was funny. We came en masse as it's such a great show, and we see it as important for everyone to come along and see the publishers and all the new product they've been developing and are working on. So that was just a spelling error,
yes,
on there.
Yeah.
And are on working on. But we came en masse. That means like we like bum rush this place. Like opened
the
doors.
You got the rabble, the hoi polloi, and said,
yeah,
march.
It was a Walmart at 7 a.m. in 1997, and the Tickle Me Elmo is just coming out. An old lady's getting stomped on. Make no mistake.
There will be blood.
Blood will be spilt at this convention. So that was Sam Odie. Thank you.
Sam, thank you for your, yeah, you can't hear us, but know that we thank you.
Oh my God. Hopefully they stream this at the convention. That'd be nice. Like, look at these two Yanks try their best at doing greeting card discussion, but all they end up talking about is candy. They look at us like two donkeys dressed for the prom.
They got our number.
Yeah, they do. The next one, really quickly, is Heidi Early. Great name. Co-owner of Early Bird Designs in Stoke, Newington. I really feel that PG Live is absolutely the heart of our industry. Now, whereas Sam said this was a very good spot, Heidi's like, we would be dead in the goddamn water if it wasn't for this thing.
This literally pumps our blood through our veins.
This is the organ that keeps the other ones not festering and turning gray. So it's two very points of view about how important this convention is. It's our absolute favorite show from both a publisher and retailer perspective. There's everyone there that I love and want to talk to. That's, again, that feels very malaise. I want to talk to these people. That almost felt...
Everyone I love. Everyone I love is there.
Everyone that ever meant anything to me. I read that and it almost felt a little AI inspired. I saw these people and then I wanted to go up and greet and say hi. We really feel looked after. The free tea and coffee, the free lunch, the drinks in the evening, all of these really make it stand out as a show. This kind of connection and community is absolutely priceless. Hey, Heidi, how about, like, keep it on the DL of all the cool shit you get at a convention? Don't let people know because people take advantage and then we don't get as much of it.
Yeah, she didn't even get into the part where they switch room keys and then, you know, what happens between the hours of 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. That stays between the room keys.
Well, it's not a key in the fishbowl situation. It's more of a key inside a giant greeting card, and then you put it in the envelope, and then you shake it up. You get two of the designated greeting card
fuck
ministers.
But they all
look the
same because they're all key cards. So like, take anyone. It doesn't matter.
Just take one, and you take one, and it's like that Simpsons joke. It's the janitor's closet, and you're just like, don't mind
yours,
me, folks.
You go to your own room. Like, well, that was unfortunate.
Well, good thing I remembered to put those Milky Way bars in the freezer. Gonna watch season 2 of Ted Lasso and fall asleep in my clothes. And then the very end of it goes, fabulous exhibitor lineup from brand new startups to well-loved brands, an upbeat vibe, and then it says newness galore, which is how I want to describe like every event I ever host.
Newness
anywhere.
Galore. Like, that's the second time newness has appeared in like four lines.
And again, I can't tell because we're having fun taking the piss out of it, to use a term. Mm-hmm. But I don't want it to come off like, oh, this is something we just don't use very often. Or I don't want to say it's incorrect because maybe it is correct. But it's just that's not a term you and I use hear very often. So it's fun to.
No, don't get us wrong, listeners. We would love to go to this. This would be amazing to attend. So we take this all in good spirits.
If you are listening to this and either A, happen to be going to PG Live 2024 or have an in connect, like maybe you work for it, by all means, at Greetings Pod on Instagram, at Greetings Cast on X, please let us know if it is not too late. We've got about 2 months to figure out if we can get on over to the old blighted aisle and see if we're allowed to friggin', you know. When I say, I was going to say distribute our wares, which are just fun words. They're not real wares.
No, we're parasites at best because all we do is take the hard work of other people and rank it with absolutely no criteria or even expertise, I would say.
I mean, we started this thing and we made pretty clear that we don't have very strong feelings about greeting cards. We probably didn't think that much about them before we got this going. We just saw that there was an avenue with which to speak on things. And that's really... in 2024, what a podcast is all about.
Yeah.
You just need an avenue with which to want to talk.
You just
and here
need
we are.
Something to say, great, now I can talk.
Now it's my turn
now
to speak.
Now it's my turn.
Now I've got the conch. That's all of life is up until you're dead is just waiting for you to get the conch again.
A progressive greetings also implies the existence of conservative greetings because I'm sure that there must be some counter-seminar symposium and saying, you know, we don't give enough cards for people who die in the mills. And I miss that.
Backwards greetings. You know, there's only so many written for the last few remaining typhoid patients, so we've got to we've got to make something for them.
Have we forgotten the lepers?
I'm grateful that our company only designs greeting cards to say congratulations on another month without smallpox. Actually, if I remember correctly, because of the lack of vaccination, it's currently coming back.
It's not gone anymore. That's what I've heard. It was gone, and now it said, never mind, I'm not gone. And we have a lot of people to thank, and I will name them now. All thousand of them.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at this thing.
Aaron A. Aronson.
Bobby.
Aardvark A. Aronson.
Baron B. Berenson. Oh my God, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles went. Bobby, I just sent you the photo on your phone. The very generic teenage,
no.
the teen years mutated martial art tortoises were at PG Live. Look at these bad boys.
I'm such a Donatello.
Is that a Donatello or is that a Donatole?
Yeah, that one's Donatello. Yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, they couldn't find the copyright for that one.
I'm a Mabel Angela. That one just has like a samurai mat. No, he's a like cyborg. Do you see this one?
Well, if you remember in Ninja Turtles 3, Turtles in Time, they did go back to feudal Japan briefly, so maybe it's an homage.
But was that, I thought that was like a, wasn't that some kind of portal? They didn't have like arm things like Leela from Futurama.
We're in full, couldn't get the copyright to this costume we're making in our own voice.
Oh my God. I appreciate the effort is all that matters. It reminds me, it's like Times Squares. I just want to know.
We got to post this. This has got to be leading the Instagram post.
It's happening. Make no mistake. We're going to add that to the Instagram post. I just want to see if there's a, I just want to see if there's an opportunity for knowing what kind of food and drink are available, but I don't think I'm going to get that. So I tried to see who's the international, because it says PG Live is, this is great content. PG Live is strong export overseas support, attracting visitors from over 40 countries, Americas, Europe, Asia, South Africa. No, give me or South America. Give me the names. Whatever.
I want the hors d'oeuvres. Like we're interviewing people with a big old like shoulder camera, and then you're just like scarfing shrimp cocktail like behind the camera.
You're doing your best to make us like a journalistic integrity, like ensuring that we get something out of this trip by learning more about this very like multi-million-dollar industry. And I am scarfing bacon wrapped scallops like it's the end of days. Like I need to get my calorie count up. I'm so happy to be here. Bobby, we get 2 whole drink tickets. I'm getting a whiskey tequila on the rocks.
We'll have a sarsaparilla.
Yeah.
Straight.
It angers up the blood. Well, listen, we're not going. It's pretty clear.
Yeah, I don't think they have the stomach for us, and we're too radical. That's the problem for their straight-laced convention.
Yeah, good riddance. We honestly should do like an underground greeting card convention where it's like all the individual printers of the tri-state area who want to come in, you know, have like really cool self-printed greeting cards with like Eric Cartman, and on the bottom it says eat dirt, and in the inside it says happy birthday. Those kind of cards. Ironic cards. That your mom will love this Mother's Day coming up.
Happy Valentine's Day, Dune 2. And chill.
Dune 2 and chill. And then you like then you're having the date and your date is trying to make the moves on you and you're just like shh. We haven't gotten to the Baron Harkonnen coming out yet. He's about to really lay it to the Beast Raban. I can't miss this. I am not waiting 2 hours and 45 minutes to fuck. Either get
enough
to
Donatello. I'm not into it. I gotta wait and see who this Siban El Ghalib is. I don't remember what the title is.
Doesn't matter. I want to watch Chani ride the worm again. Not now. Well, I could ride your I said not now. Not that worm. Oh, Dune 2 and chill. No one take that. That's our t-shirt to make. That's our thing. This thing of ours, meaning Dune 2.
That's what the Italians meant when they said Cosa Nostra. This is our thing.
It's not even there. I was trying to do a shy halud.
You're so
in
close.
Cosa Nostra.
You're so close.
Hold on. Cosa Nostra. Nope. Eric, no. There's no word. It's really tough because Frank Gerber was really cribbing from Arabic, and so I can't mix Italian. I'm trying to do 2 languages,
yeah,
and I only...
you're working 3 languages at once. Give yourself a break.
And I only speak 1 poorly. I can't even remember how to do English. Yeah, so, like, what... All right. Get back to me at the end of this episode, and I'll think about it. But we got cards to fucking talk about. Bobby, are you excited for this Michigas?
It's been in my inbox for several weeks due to unforeseen circumstances, so I am all kinds of pumped for this card.
Get ready for magic in the making. And if you want magic in the making, in London or otherwise, you can join us at Greetings Pod on Instagram or at Greetings Cast on X, where you can look at this yourself. We'll also add the Teenage Mutant knockoff turtles together. And while you're having this time, go ahead and rate us on Apple Podcasts. It means a hell of a lot. Let us know that we suck. That's fine. Or if you'd like to be nice about it, that'd be cool too.
That'd be nice. If you were nice, that would be nice.
It would be nice. We're not going to force you to do anything, but being nice is nice sometimes, especially to two guys who are just coming up with jokes and japes. Bobby, do you have the card up?
I sure do.
Whenever you're ready, my guy hallooed.
All right. Okay. I like this. This is a great way to come back. Listener, in case it wasn't clear, we were on a brief hiatus and now we're back. And much like Ninja Turtles in Ninja Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze, we are ready to invite Vanilla Ice to rap with us as we defeat a Super Shredder who's drunk the last of the ooze. But really, I should back up.
Oh my God. Yeah, keep going.
Okay, sorry. This card has a sort of starlit blue background, which it looks galactic. It's like if you looked up at the stars and you saw all the nebulas and the galaxies. It's quite pretty. Is it pebbled, Dan? Does this have texture? You've actually handled the cards yourself. You've touched with your delicate fingers.
I tell you what, Bobby. We've had this in the inbox for a little bit, which is no worries. But I have had this in my file for far longer. I probably picked this up in the year of our dudes 2023. So ooh. I don't even know if I remember. I believe this to be just a very heavily glittered card. Mm. I don't think it did have like that pebble texture you're mentioning, but it was kind of like very light pebbly, like more like rough edge glitter. So I think that's what it was, but at a level that was like super deep, like they went all out with the glitter gun on this one.
Okay, well, it works for me. I like it a lot. And was it coming off on your hands when you were
it was the greeting card herpes, absolutely. Yeah. I was scrubbing and it wasn't coming off, so I was just accepting it as the new me.
And it looks great on you, I have to say.
Thanks, friend. I got it on near my eyes, so I look all sparkly, like I'm going out to the nightclub to catch me a dancer three.
Catch me a feller.
Never gonna yell her. The movie her. Joaquin Phoenix falls in love with an AI. Gross.
We didn't know what we were heading towards, or did we? It turns out,
boy, yeah. That movie knew 3 years too much. Or 4 years? When did that movie come out? Oh, Christ.
That was 2013. That was 11 years ago.
Wait, really?
I believe so, yes.
Jesus, the slow march of time. Oh, boy. I got that so off.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that was way later than I thought it was. Oh, boy. Mm. Well, yeah, I guess they predicted well. But, yeah, this is definitely a heavily glittered card. They were using it, not to jump ahead, but they were using it everywhere on the rest of the image, which you haven't mentioned yet, so I won't say. It's everywhere.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to getting it on my mental pause, too. So we have the glittery blue background. Like I said, looks very galactic, like a galaxy. It's very pretty. And then off center is a smaller square that it looks like actually a white square, and slightly off of that one, as though like paper laid over paper, is a darker square. In the darker square is a anthropomorphic fork, mm-hmm. with hands. Mm-hmm. So the tongs are a hairdo, head, whatever. It's smiling. It's got a dot for an eye and a half crescent for a smiley. And this fork, which has hands, is typing on a laptop that proportionately would be comically large or small. Small for a human if this was a fork size, but huge for the fork man. I probably could have said that any other way to make it make sense, but just go with it. I'm not excited.
I'm engaged. You got me. You got my vote,
Thank
Captain.
You.
I'm having a good time.
And on the laptop is, once again, the blue star-studded pebbly background, and there is a slice of yellow cake with a smaller fork person in it. The smaller fork person is holding a candle, and there's a tree in the background that seems small. And then above the tree, in white lettering, is the word Fork Night. That's Fork, F-O-R-K dash N-I-T-E, Fork Night. I'm not a gamer. I don't claim to be. Never have. Never. I enjoy the occasional Mario Kart, the occasional Rocket League, Vampire Hunter, but usually with friends. Dan, are you familiar with what I believe is the game they're making fun of called Fortnite? Have you played
before? I am indeed very aware of Fortnite. I actually was playing this game during the pandemic. I was turned on to it by a few friends, and I was like, I don't know if I would like this. And then 3 years went by, and I kept playing. So I do have some knowledge of it. Fortnite is, for our people who are not aware, is a like a multiplayer battle sandbox game, basically. There's many ways to do it, but if you play like the battle royale style, you can do it solo or on a team, basically. And if you do it, the point is to get to be number one of the shoot 'em up, because it's all weaponry and fighting, and you can get vehicles and you can get power ups in this like sandbox style world map of like both desert and forest and mountains and all that. It sounds like it's probably massive, and in one way it is, but it's also, you know, you play it enough times, because the whole goal is no game really lasts that long. I think they last like maybe like at best like 10-15 minutes. And the whole idea is to be number one either as a team or as a solo player, but I think it really reached a lot of popularity by people playing in like teams. So, because like you would all like work together to like defeat the other team.
Okay.
So,
okay.
That's Fortnite in a nutshell, basically.
All right, cool. I knew vaguely of it because I have younger cousins who were big into Fortnite for a while, but I never played myself. So, I am asking because I don't know what this card is doing. So, I wanted to ask you.
It is definitely, I am to be self deprecating slightly, as is my humor, I am a bit too old to be that into Fortnite. I haven't played in a while, but I was thinking to myself, I am nearing the age of 30 and playing as much as I am. There is something going on here. I honestly don't actually believe that. You can enjoy things as much as you want, of course. Yeah. But it is weirdly addicting, because again, it really doesn't last more than like 10-15 minutes, and then you can just play again. And that's makes it you don't feel like you have to dedicate so much time into like one thing.
I like that model though, because you can quit and start whenever you want. I appreciate that.
And there is like a whole level up thing. So like you are constantly gaining points, often very quickly. So like if you open like 20 loot crates, you get 15,000 points. It's an incredibly arbitrary point system. If you kill with 10 headshots this time, it's and that's the thing, is like it's a shooting game. So there is like warfare involved. But unlike, you know, Counter-Strike or like Modern Warfare, like Call of Duty, it doesn't feel as like brutal and doesn't feel as like in our era. It's just super cartoony. It's like if you ever played Team Fortress 2, it's basically like Team Fortress 2 for kids today. And it is, I know it's like the de facto like game to talk about for younger kids, or at least it used to. Now I don't know. I remember like 3-4 years ago it was.
We had to get with the times. We're still on Fortnite. The other kids are like, you're not even on Zlingo. I'm like, you're right, I'm not on Zlingo.
You guys are not even playing Blim Blam. You guys haven't even played Soup Jump.
Rule number one, it's not called Blim Blam. Rule number two, everybody Blim Blams. You're like, but I thought we weren't supposed to say, but never mind, I'll just do whatever you want.
Rule number three, you never stop Blim Blamming.
Never mind,
you're not
I can rent a car, you can't. That's fine enough. I don't need the rest.
Just shaking a massive bottle of whiskey in front of them and goes, look what I got, idiots.
I bought this without showing ID.
I bought this with money I shouldn't have.
Because I've got too many gray hairs for them to care.
Also, I should budget better. But I'm an adult. I can be irresponsible until it comes back to bite me in the ass.
I can't afford a red label. It's the lowest Johnny Walker.
I should have bought 100 Pipers or what was that one? Duggins. Dubbins.
I hope it's all them. Dougals.
It's all Dubbins. Dubbins. Dubbins do. Have a glass of Dubbins scotch.
Don't tell anyone.
Dubbins scotch. It's not for drinking.
Dubin Scotch, hide it from her.
Dubin Scotch, you have a headache tonight.
Yeah, I didn't realize I'd hit an age where I get a pre-hangover, where it's like, just in the act of drinking, it's like, it's already over, friend. Like, but just started.
Yeah, yeah, like you're on drink two, and you already feel the throbbing, and it's like, we just got here, man.
Haven't even gotten my ravioli.
It hasn't even come yet, and I can't even eat it, because it's going to make me sick. There's nothing like being awake and getting hungover. That's like when you've been awake all night and you're like, oh, wow, it's turning over now. Oh, no. Yeah. That was the most turning into a werewolf I think I ever felt. I did that when I was like 25. If I did that at 32, I would need to call out of work for a week solid. Bad times. One of the things I just wanted to say about the card that I thought was fascinating to give a little like inspiration here was, I think, and of course, our friends in Into the Ether, another amazing podcast you guys should listen to, would probably have better grasp on this concept than we would. But, or I don't mean to speak to you, Bobby, at least I would. But like video games and media, I think I've had a no talking thing with Bobby for a bit. Basically, the point of, wait, what was the third character? Dave Bivin?
Pringle?
Brimble. His name changes every time. Yeah. His goal was to relay messages between Bobby and I. Like, Dave, would you tell Bobby I want to say this? Like kids fighting in the lunchroom. No, what I think was interesting in media is that it always feels like when video games are brought up in like, you know, print media or like maybe like TV and movies, I guess nowadays it's a lot better, but definitely like in print media, let's say, it always felt like video games were portrayed as being like still stuck anywhere between 1985 and like 1994. Mm-hmm. Like there was always like, you've got Mario, you've got all the Nintendo classics. And there's a lot of examples of like an older generation not being able to move past those. Like whatever they saw then, that is what they're always going to bring up when they bring up video games.
Yeah.
Like they have not heard of the wonders of Halo, which came out in like 2000 and what, two?
Like Snoop Dogg figures largely in the minds of a certain generation. It's like that's where rap began.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. Snoop Dogg is where people go when they're thinking of rap. That is where it is gone. Exactly. So I will give the card credit there, where I was actually inspired by the fact that they even brought up something that wasn't Mario in regards to video games, and it was something relatively new like Fortnite. But it did really hit home that like whoever was the artist of this has a child or a niece or nephew who plays Fortnite, and they sort of got a very loose Yeoman's grasp of what the game is and then tried to portray it here with a fork, with the pun, because the tree and the background. Yeah, there is like a thing in Fortnite where there's a lot of like forest that you cut through and that like can like be advantageous in certain ways. So I see what they're going with. But as for the fork and the cake, you've done lost me there.
Yeah, my question was sincere. What's going on? Because it's a fork. So let's assume forks are anthropomorphic for the sake of the cover card.
Okay.
The fork is playing a game in which a smaller avatar version of itself, presumably, is popping out of a cake, a slice of birthday cake, holding a candle. And all it's done is rename the video game Fortnite, Forknight, which either brings me closer to a deeper meaning of forks or Forknight. Fortnite. I'm getting confused now. I don't think in Fortnite, I know there's gadgets you could buy and upgrades, and I know there's some monetization of skills and such, but I don't think you could just buy a slice of cake to live in until you deem yourself ready to leave.
There is cake in the game for health, but I don't believe that there is cake in the game
to reside in.
Okay. You can't reside in the cake. If I recall correctly, there used to be a cake power-up. Wait, I'm going to look this up right now to see how incorrect I am. Fortnite cake.
Listeners, in the meantime, let me describe to you further the plot of Ninja Turtles 2, Secret of the Ooze. So they find the Foot, who at this point have no leader because Shredder has been crushed, or so they presume, into a garbage truck by Casey Jones in the last film. Now, I know what you're thinking. Oroku Saki was a Japanese immigrant, so what happened to his visas? That's another movie entirely. Dan, are you anywhere near close? Because
I found it 10 seconds ago, but the power with which you came into that made me feel guilty. It was like when you're a little bit younger and you got like really excited to tell somebody about that at like it went like lunch, and I was like, I don't want to drop this. The way I get excited when people keep asking me, what do I feel about the newest seasons of Clone High? It's like that same energy. I wouldn't want my fire snuffed out. Do you want to continue? Because I don't care what the Ding Dongs think about this podcast.
No, I want to stay on track, but I agree with you that I will gladly listen to someone describe something completely batshit crazy if they're in love with it, rather than talk about pleasantries for 5 minutes. Like, I'll listen to any rant you want about a crazy thing you love rather than the weather at any point.
That's the thing. You can share rants together. That's really what conversations should be. How was your weekend? That's a fine question, I guess. But let's get into like, okay, so Recently, I'm going to go to the reunion of Mission Hill with Bill Oakley and John Feinstein. And oh my God, can we talk about the cell coloring? Like, that's really the conversations we should be having. So I salute you, Bobby. God bless and good turtles. Turns out there are cakes in the game, but I realize they're usually for anniversaries. So like whenever it's Fortnite's birthday, they usually have a cake. Or when there's like a celebration.
So this has a link somewhere in the sauce. There's something there.
Right. And also I was thinking about it. It is a separate character because if you see our fork celebrating the birthday has four prongs or tines, I guess they're called. And the fork night fork. Oh boy, you're right. That is tough for the brain. Has three tines on it.
You're
so it is
right.
It is a different character. It's like there's customizations within the game.
Is this a salad fork and a dinner fork, or do salad forks not always have to have three prongs? You're the gourmand among us, so I assume you know.
I feel like that might be a pickle fork, because those tend to have four or two prongs, like two tines.
There's no need for profanity.
I'm sorry. Please delete. We'll go right back. Okay, start with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3 to block it out.
Great, yeah, got it.
Oh, I just saw a photo of forks that were bent except for the middle tong, and they say fork you. Well, I'm not buying that for $20 on Etsy. Another thing I won't be buying.
Who's that for?
Someone who loves the snark. Someone who lives and dies by the snark,
deep,
you know?
In snark.
I do think, yeah, like there was research done to learn about the game, at least some. There was dedication to the pun. I appreciate that. This is definitely, not to be a nerd about it, but this is definitely not how you would play Fork Knight or Fortnite. Like, you
even
would definitely need, like, you would probably need, like, a mouse at the very least, and at most, you'd probably want, like, a controller adaptation, you know what I mean? Like, a good old, like, it would be like a console controller would probably be better. I don't know. I don't want to tell gamers what's what.
They famously take criticism very well as a group.
Yeah, and they'll love us telling them what to do, right? They'll appreciate that. Do you think like the candle's a weapon?
That's what I thought, because I knew Fortnite was in essence like a battle royale sort of game, so I thought maybe this is some reference to a section or a layer of the game I'm not familiar with, but you know more than I, and so far we've come up with only a tertiary relationship to the game Fortnite.
I mean, I haven't played for so long. That's the other thing about Fortnite that is not frustrating, but like the skins of the game are beloved because they are always getting like deals with like, I don't know, Disney or
right.
Paramount.
You could buy like costumes or images to make you customize your character. Right. That's like a big thing.
Yeah.
To be able to do.
The last time I spent any time on Fortnite, the Rick Sanchez one just came out from Rick and Morty. So that was making the waves.
That up the internet,
like the Szechuan sauce of yore. And then most recently, I just saw on Fortnite, people were really excited to play as a muscular Peter Griffin. So it listens to internet culture. It listens to the memes of the day.
Why read books? This is way better.
I mean, a book is just a video game without the graphics. It's just like, it's really what it is.
That's what Victor Hugo said.
Right before his death, he was like, who's been a good little pogger? No, come on. I don't know what, that was a thing from Twitch, right? Never mind.
I will say, all that being said, Dan, I am intrigued. I am excited to go to the next page because I don't know where this is going to go. I'm presuming birthday, but I've been wrong before.
Well, there's only one way to find out, friend.
Only one way to find out. I'm heading in. Okay, we've got like a slate gray meditation page. I actually am digging this too because it feels like a wall. You normally it's sort of dead white, like a purgatory or something in a cartoon, but this has got some texture to it. I feel like I've woken up in like the Saw cell or something. I'm like, what is that? Like, this isn't my bedroom. Where do I belong here? I like this.
I agree. Like there are some interpretations of the afterlife where we have hit the blinding light of non-existence and we're finding out where our next place will be in the world. Whereas this one is kind of a more like spiritual new age concept of the other world, where it's like we are sort of in an in-between phase where the gray and the blue sort of flow together. And if I'm not being a monkey's uncle about it, I think there's a bit of excess glitter that you can see sparkled about if you zoom in.
Oh, yeah, it's adding a little texture. Yeah,
that's some good
stuff right there. I have to say, I like that. Give it a little spark, a little zazz.
Leave it a little zizzle zazzle, whether it's intentional or otherwise. I think it really helps bring us to a more calm place after all of that excitement from playing a game of Fortnite or all of that glitter we were forced to be getting. Why is there not more edible glitter? It makes me think, while we're on the meditation page, why is there not more edible glitter on food?
I have nothing against you, just some boxes shouldn't be opened. Like, I'm a firm believer in that statement.
Would you not eat a hot dog covered in edible glitter? Would that not be a thing I could buy, I could sell to you?
I can't. I won't say no to an experience. That's not what life is about. But if someone handed me a hot dog covered in glitter, my first question would be, this seems like not enough to be charging me $7.50 first off, and then following that, why?
Yeah.
Did you do?
Yeah, that's the problem, is the crafty upsell you get. Like, if you're at a night market or like at a cool like convention or at a, you know, farmer's market of some kind, and you know you're going to be shilling out a little bit extra for something that's like a novelty, like, hey, we've got a bubble tea or a milkshake that once was a chocolate cake, and it's like, all right, this is $10, but I did see it on social media, so I want it
and I need it because social media dangerous,
and I need it because social media. But the minute it's like, yeah, we boiled a hot dog and put glitter on it, it's like, I like the commitment to the bit. What I don't like is the lack of money I'll have.
Yeah.
Like, there's a balance here. So,
relax, but Yankee Stadium, the new one.
Yeah, the new Yankee Stadium was built on glitter dogs. And because, if I recall correctly, a younger generation, like the kind who would play this loud, bombastic game, they currently call hot dogs glizzies, which is, boy, it hurts to say. A glitter glizzy, I could sell that. Yeah, I could sell that.
That actually, there's some synergy there. I don't know the etymology of glizzy as a term for a hot dog, but I'm not entirely against it. Of all the new vernacular, the patois of the young, I'm very young too.
Yes, you
that
are.
That one's not so offensive to me.
See, it's deeply offensive to me, but see, I don't know the etymology, and I don't really care. I can't change what young people say or do, and so therefore I want to get as much riz as I possibly can, so we're going to be selling glitter glizzies.
Mid.
Facts. Or oh God, there's something else.
No crumbs.
Doesn't matter. No crumbs.
Heard that one.
No scrubs. That's one.
No scrubs, yes, that's what
the
I'm
the kids love about. Saying no scrubs.
No scrubs.
The kids are just singing that shit all day.
Dune 2 and chill. No scrubs.
Dune 2. Big facts, bro. Dune 2 and chill. No scrubs, bro. Oh, boy. I really hope
this is
hope
why
they
won't let us at the convention. Like, you're literally breaking language. We can't have this in our convention hall.
Yeah, we can't sully the queen's English with the king's English, I guess. Wait, is it called the queen's English or the king's English now?
You know, I never heard the phrase except king's English, but it was always a historical film. It was always like Inglourious Basterds when it was still had a king. I never heard anyone say speaking the queen's English before. I don't think. I'm sure that's what they did say up until 2020.
I thought that was the phrase. It was that you've only heard the king's English?
Yeah, that's what I thought too, but I'm not an expert. So,
interesting. Maybe it's one of those ones that does change based on the gendered monarch of the time.
It's now God Save the King. I mean, they did have to change back to the original anthem in that sense.
Now, was the movie when Queen Elizabeth was around, when Lizzie wasn't in the box, were we calling the movie The Queen's Speech, even though it was about a king, because that's just the appropriate thing to do?
I would hope so, just like it was the Lizzie Windsor movie, not the Lizzie McGuire movie.
The Lizzie Windsor movie. Oh, God. That would be amazing. And then there's just like a little animated Queen Elizabeth following her around Italy as well. And she's like, I want to be a beautiful teenager. All right. I'm trying to think, what was the song that went with that? Doesn't matter. I always forget the most important details when we do this podcast. Yes, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like an oceany gray blue. There definitely was, I feel like every, and I won't spoil the other page, but so far a lot of dedication has been made to really fill the space, do something with it. I feel like with greeting cards, there's a lot of blank dead space. They were like, I don't care much to do anything about it. It doesn't mean anything to me. We just have a deadline to fulfill. Whereas these cards, even in the front, I'm kind of going back to it, the divide between the black square, which holds the image of the fork playing its Forka games, and the blue glitter background, there's sort of this 3D projecting out. I think you might have mentioned it, where there's like the white divide. I don't know. That's design speaking, very impressive to me. Like, oh, you're taking
effort.
Time to
yeah.
make this look good.
I like, yeah, someone put thought into this so far. It's gonna tilt on depending on how the stinger page goes, but I'm excited to get to that one now too. And so.
That definitely holds the most weight. Yeah.
All right, going to the third page. It says yellow background, blue stars, shockingly unglittered, I will mention. And the text, which is written in sort of different fonts, it's like black font, white font, white font, white flan.
White flan.
White flan.
There is white flan on the page. I apologize. I was eating white flan while I was sending this to you.
Darren Aronofsky's Black Flan.
Starring Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Yep.
Mila Kunis.
Yep, that's
and
right.
Natalie Portman.
The words are in, there's one word that's in a box of its own in black lettering with a white background. So the letters are switching. It looks very kidsy and wholesome, sort of. But the message reads, it's time to eat, game, and be awesome. Woohoo! Happy birthday. So, if you go back to the front page, it just says the words Fork Night. And then, two pages later, says, it's time to eat, game, and be awesome. Woohoo! Happy birthday. Woo! Okay. This could go in a couple directions. I have conflicting feelings about this, I have to say.
And I wish I could hear them right now, Bobby. What are the two wolves in your head? One is a fork, the other is a cake, or one is a fork and one's the knight. One of them has to be a fork, but what are the wolves fighting about?
Well, I'll tell you. It's overall, I think, actually a very effective card. I like it a lot. I think it's fun. I think it's light. I think it's got jokes that a kid would find funny, and it doesn't have to make a lot of sense, and that's okay. You don't have to have a reason that Fork Knight replaces Fortnite. There is, however, and again, I when I ever do these things, I always want to say, like, I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm just taking the piss out. But it feels like a card you get someone who's not expecting a whole lot of people to show up at their birthday. Does that make sense? Because there's a lot of references to, like, hey, kick back and play a game, fella. It's going to be a good night, which is a lower key way of saying, like, make sure you have a plan. Don't just wait for other people to show up.
You know, I totally hear what you're saying. Yeah, it feels like in one way, it's like, yeah, get ready for this. This is a birthday day where not a lot of people show up. So let's do some gaming. But on the other end, to be optimistic about it, I like to think that this is for the kind of kid, for better or for worse, all of their friends are online. Like, maybe they
That's true. I didn't think about that.
And maybe I'm feeling this optimism because normally, make no mistake, I'm deeply pessimistic of that because I, too, am an old man. But I think about just another viral video, maybe staged, that I saw recently of a kid who had a best friend that he gamed with online and like for 3 years, but they never met each other because they're like across the country, and they met for the first time and they couldn't believe it. And there was like a big hug and they were like so happy.
That's
so
sweet.
Regardless. Yeah, I agree. It was lovely. So whether that was staged or what have you, or maybe it was not, the point getting at is that to be an optimist about it, a lot of kids play games online and a lot of them have non-toxic friendships from the gaming that don't involve just calling each other terrible words. So with the hope that this is for a kid, that that is exactly their interaction with kids on Fortnite, let's get that game going. Mm-hmm. I am optimistic that that is an enthusiastic kid that's getting that. You're doing the two things which you probably already do a lot, which is eat and game. I have been there, brother. And
we've all had that birthday or multiples of that birthday if you're anything like me.
Oh yeah, where you are just, you're getting into some gaming and you, I mean, there has been some shoving leftover cake in face and playing Vice City until like 2-3 in the morning. Definitely.
God bless
you. Oh yeah. Gotta do it. Or when Red Dead Redemption came out as an older man, forget it. Mm. That was definitely the case. But I also really like that we get to eat, game, and be awesome. Woohoo. So this woo-hoo. Came with a baked in onomatopoeia. This came with a baked in emotion.
Woohoo.
Woohoo.
Yeah, it's celebratory. It's cute. It's fun. It doesn't, as I said, it doesn't hold a lot of water in a logical sense, but I'm not looking for that in my greeting card. That's okay.
Well, yeah, that's, we're not.
Why is there a fork? There's no reason. The card doesn't.
No, Bobby, we can't. We can't put these all under the same damn microscope. Right. Otherwise, they're all going in the trash. Then, I mean, we want to go. You want to go back to the cat waiter that just says seriously? Like, you want to do that again?
So that one seemed Dadaist and abstract. This one feels like they started a joke, fell asleep, and then forgot that they had already began.
There we go. Now we're getting to the meat of it. You are right that like the universe isn't fully fleshed out. I agree with you. They didn't they forgot to Dune to this card, and therefore we're not getting the full Lanstrad that is this greeting card. We don't know if this fork is the Bene Gesserit. Honestly, one question I did have was, because a fork helps us, it is the conduit with which cake is thrown into our gobbing maws.
That's right.
So, but does a fork like cake then? Because what's a good example? I was going to say shoveling dirt, but we use a shovel for that. We use a lot of instruments, so this makes us hard.
Forklift? Maybe? No?
Well, we use a forklift. I'm thinking, what's the thing we would eat if we were shoveling it?
Oh,
right?
We don't eat a whole lot of what we shovel.
That's we don't. You know what? I say that every morning. We don't eat a lot of what we shovel.
I guess the closest would be like pumpkins? No, you don't really shovel.
Because we do scoop. No, wait, hold on. I'll give you some rope there. We do scoop those with our hands sometimes to get all that delicious pumpkin seed meat out. So, but we don't just shove that into our mouths. And in this case, because I'm thinking about what we would do with our bare hands. Bear with us, listeners. Or don't. I don't care. But but in this case, a fork. You can't. And until we set up the third mic for all of you to jump on, y'all can go blow a balloon. We have you. Please subscribe. The fork brings the cake to our mouths. Does it like eating it? And I refuse to end the podcast until you give me a goddamn answer.
Well, yeah, what? Is there anything that we would like dive into to be like, hey, this is my labor, but also my reward?
I can't tell.
I mean, once again, we find ourselves trying to dissect an image that was never meant to be looked at for longer than 4 seconds.
I know, but this one is especially heinous, I feel. It's like you're asking the fork. The fork sees cake a lot. There's a lot of birthdays.
Yeah.
There's a lot of dumb corporate holidays.
It clocks in every day and is like, it's cake day. It's always cake day.
And what a way to make a living. Finding yourself face deep in sugar carb hell. Well, for you, because you're having some, and heaven forbid there are flavors that you don't like. If you just love all cake, then your life's easy. But if like, oh God, it's butterscotch carrot cake again. Like, you are just in bad times.
What if you're not a red velvet guy or gal or MX? You never know.
I can't tell if I'm a red velvet guy. It just tastes like sugar cake to me. So
it doesn't,
I mean, I like,
it doesn't entice me, but that's personal preference. Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I'll eat something that looks good, but I'm not going to be like jazzed about it, I guess, yeah, is the word I'm saying. Yeah. I'd much prefer chocolate. But the point, like, does the fork enjoy the thing with which it has to labor with which? And I don't think humans can wrap our heads around it because we don't have an alien race picking us up and scooping dirt with us. So until that happens, we can't.
This would be like if your job was like in the yogurt pits. And like, yes, you were like lunch and labor were the same thing, like shovel the yogurt and take a bite while you're there too.
But we had to scoop the yogurt with our bare hands. Again, we can't, yes, have a tool. Like we're, if we go to the yogurt mines or like the cream cheese pits or like the one more dairy product.
Potato chip fields or something, I don't know. Or
pita
dairy
chip
product.
Fields.
Oh,
yeah,
like
yeah.
The curd the fields.
The ice cream plantation,
yeah.
Right. If we find ourselves doing that with our bare goddamn hands, then yes, I would admit that like that would be, like you quoted it perfectly, it's our labor and our reward. But for this reason, it creates an existential problem with me in that I can't tell if a fork, who by the way has a laptop, would be able to enjoy both cake and gaming because one of those things is labor to it constantly from humans. Or is this a universe where there's no humans?
We have to assume it's our, we have no other choice. And for these reasons, this Shark Tank will not be buying the thing that you offered. I think that's how the show goes.
Oh, come on. I only asked for $25 to buy more cards because I'm just going to buy them and I'm going to resell them.
I just wanted to validate parking.
I just wanted to grab lunch after this. Get me an expensive Midtown salad.
The Midtown salad.
Welcome to Midtown Salad. We only have kale.
And it's Wilty.
And it's Wilty Kale. That's my jazz musician alias, Wilty Kale.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wilty Kale and the Blue.
Thank you for joining us on Greetings, the Greeting Card Podcast's Jazz Hour. We got Wilty Kale playing the kazoo. I don't know, Bobby. I mean, overall, I went in a little bit of a hole with having a problem with the fork eating cake, but
I led you there. It was my fault. I held your hand and pushed you down the well. So if anyone's at fault, it's me.
Yeah, I'm having a real baby Jessica moment right now.
Well, I'll help you out. We could go to the final back page, which is, this is a good old American greeting. So the Giant is back. Babe Ruth is back at the plate.
Yep.
And we have
batting 1,000.
Almost nothing to comment on this back page, except it says printed on sustainably sourced paper. We have to assume innocent until proven guilty, I guess.
Does it even say that?
In the bottom right corner in very tiny print.
Oh, you know what it is? Okay, so I was going to comment that I am so accustomed to being printed on the bottom left with the recycle sign. So I was thinking to myself, boy, they just didn't give a good golly damn this time, did they?
Like, screw
they didn't
you.
Even try. Yeah, they were like, you know what? We threw so much glitter on this. We killed a tree. Sue us.
Come
find us. You're the
one
that bought it. Yeah, come fight me. Come fight me. You're the one paying $6 for it, pervert. But you're right. It is a whole lot of blank, and it opened up a lot of avenues for us mentally. And if you really zoom in, I don't know if you're going to be able to get this on the Instagram ding dongs, but from our perspective with the high resolution scanning I had, there was glitter all over this thing. So a gentle reminder that no matter which page you're on.
I didn't notice that. I thought that my computer screen was dirty.
No. The virus is spreading. It is not. I had the same problem with my laptop that I don't clean it enough. But no, it is everywhere. A general reminder that no matter where you are, you should eat, game, and be awesome, even if you are a sentient instrument. And maybe I just have a bad attitude. Maybe a fork doesn't have to be an instrument. Maybe a fork is its own thing, and you should just respect it as that.
Yeah, greetings is a tolerant tribe.
We are a tolerant tribe. Just because you were made for one thing doesn't mean you have to be that thing. You're made for whatever you want to be, friend.
Isn't that just Toy Story 4?
I weirdly didn't see Toy Story 4.
I really didn't either, and to tell you the truth, I don't plan to.
Okay, cool. I was like really nervous. I was about to get waylaid. No. I was like, I'm sorry. I just, it's the one I forgot to watch.
I don't need it. No one needed it.
I know, because it has Jordan Peele and Keegan-Michael Key, right?
Maybe. I mean,
let's see how wrong I am. I thought they were the fun fork creatures, because I know that those are in it. There's like a fun version
Cardi
of them
B's
in it.
Cameo,
yes, it
was
is.
Pretty good.
Christina Hendricks is in it. Keanu Reeves. What the hell? Joan Cusack? All right, maybe I got to watch it tonight. Dan watches Toy Story 4 tonight.
Laurence Olivier. What are you doing?
Harry Belafonte, finally. I've been meaning to get him in one of these. Sidney Poitier's Toy Story 4. But before we get into the Toy Story series, Bobby, what we have to get into is it brought us through many avenues, but it gave us a lot of glitter on our hands. Where would you rate this card?
You know what? I really am impressed with the front end. The design is very good. I think that even if we don't have a clear logic to this whole kerfuffle here, it's a well-meaning birthday card. It gives kids the option to stay indoors and enjoy themselves. If they're not the athletic kind who doesn't want a soccer party at the YMCA, that's fine. I don't want the soccer party at the YMCA.
Same.
Yeah. I had a pool party. That was fun. But even that somehow feels less athletic than the soccer party.
Those are always fun, though. Like, it's not that they're less athletic. You're just getting that energy out in a way that doesn't feel competitive. And yeah, I really appreciate that.
It's very hard to be bad at being on a small boogie board. It's very difficult to screw that up.
No. And you're the birthday boy, so no one can tell you otherwise. That's Everyone has to go, you're the best. I had it real quick. I had an 80s theme party when I was 16. And we put on Flashdance. And none of us knew that Flashdance had nudity until it was too late.
I didn't know Flashdance had nudity until right now. I'd never seen it.
Yeah, that's the one, right? Where she goes from, it's like in Pittsburgh, and she goes from being like a dance student to being like, or no, she's kind of like flash dancer. It's not stripping, but it's one step before. And then she goes on to get the Academy thing.
Yeah, that's the one where she's in the chair and she dumps water on herself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. There it is. Yes. Yeah. Great 16th birthday.
Yeah, I'll say. One on another episode when we are near the end, I'll tell you about my worst birthday, which involved me sitting alone watching Clue at one point. But that one we'll have to save for another time. That's a teaser. So,
I want to go back and watch it with that Bobby and bring him popcorn, because Dan also liked Shake, Rattling, and Rolling.
But to answer your first question, I'm solidly impressed with this card. Not a banger necessarily, but definitely not in the trash. So this one is going like waist level at the fridge. That's just the least gross way I could say, like not eye level, like just below the eye line.
I think that's a perfectly cromulent rating. I think that is very fair. I agree with a lot of what you're saying in that I think this brought a lot of positivity. I think that it, design-wise, definitely deserves some level of appreciation. I think we always should be more critical of the lazy cards, even when they have fantastic like writing or meaning. This one has an unusual level of stripes for a zebra in that it is really well done design-wise, I think. I mean, they put a lot of effort into each page, but it is a little, it's causing us to have an existential crisis a little bit about forks, at least me.
Just a little.
Just a smidgen. I think it's a little goofy that they added an onomatopoeia so they tell you what to think, but I don't blame them for it. Overall, though, I think, like you said, this will bring joy to a little gamer child. And that is what means the most this holiday season. By holiday, I mean whoever the hell's birthday it is. And so, and also another half point for pulling the video game references out of the 90s, at least, and not referencing Nintendo. So for that one, I am going to put it on the far, like top right fridge door, where it can still be appreciated eyesight. But I agree, like, it's a mid-tier card, I would say. I don't think it was anything that struck me super hard, but all parts of it are appreciated.
Solid stuff. And
solid stuff.
Yeah. I mean, there's no Wario reference in here, which would speak to my generation, but it's not all about me. You know, I'm willing to pass the torch at some point.
That's a game that scared me quite a bit. And I recently got the emulator for Wario Land 4 is the game I'm thinking of. Mm. And when the enemies get angry, their faces get real scary. And I was like, why do I want to play this again? It's funny to go back to childhood traumas, not like huge ones, but like the mild, scary ones when you're an adult and go, that's why I didn't like it. Whoa, opening up that again.
Yeah, I still have a little tremor in my hand when I think about Halo 1 and the Flood. Those levels where you didn't know what they were, and they were quite effectively scary.
Yeah, they really were. But once you get that cool glittery knife, that's a lot, or sword, that always makes you feel powerful.
That makes you feel like a man.
It makes you feel like a man in Halo. Man Halo. Halo for men. Girls not allowed. And if you want to join us on the Halo for Men with the cool chorus and everything, you can join us at GreetingsPod on Instagram or at GreetingsCast on X, whatever it's called. Please rate and review us. Tell us how cute we are. Tell us how good we did. Tell us that we are the fork eating the cake. Maybe get existential with us and how we got that philosophy all wrong. Or I did. Bobby was entertaining it. Mm. We should have stuck to describing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies. That would have garnered better time.
We still can. Patreon episodes are forthcoming.
Bobby, why don't you take us off by describing that second one where we left off?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so we all know that Oroku Saki comes back after he's in the trash compactor, but Tatsu has decided to have a coup, or rather, he says if no one else is going to leave the foot,
bye.
I should. Then someone else comes in, and then he gets Toka and Rezar from the zoo. Now, they're not really the animals that he asked for, but they're kind of predators. It depends on where you find the predator.
Greetings, the Greeting Card Podcast is Jazz Hour. We got Wilty Kale playing the kazoo.
The Midtown Sound. The Midtown Sound. The Midtown Salad.